Unit 3, Lesson 2, Foods from Around the World. Foods that are well known to you may not be familiar to people from other countries. Tourists and other travelers almost always get to try some unfamiliar food. That is part of the fun of traveling. Here are four people's experiences with foreign food. Shao Wang is a student in France. He comes from China. I never had cheese or even milk before I came to France. Cattle are rare in my part of China, so there are no dairy products. I drank some milk when I first arrived in France. I hated it. I tried cheese, too, but I didn't like it. I love ice cream, though, and that's made from milk. Birgit is from Sweden. She traveled to Australia on vacation. I was in a restaurant that specialized in fish, and I heard some other customers order flake, so I ordered some too, and it was delicious. Later, I found out that flake is an Australian term for shark. Now, whenever I see a new food, I try it on purpose. You know why? I remember how much I enjoyed flake. Chandra is a dentist in Texas. She is from India. I'm afraid to try new foods because they might contain beef. I'm a Hindu, and my religion forbids me to eat meat from the cow. That's why I can't eat hamburgers or spaghetti with meatballs. Nathan is from the United States. He taught for a year in China. My friends gave me some 100-year-old eggs to eat. I didn't like their appearance at all. The eggs were green inside, but my friends said the color was normal. The Chinese put chemicals on fresh eggs, then they bury them in the earth for 3 months, so the eggs weren't really very old. Even so, I didn't want to touch them. Life in a new country can be scary, but it also can be fun. Would you eat a 100-year-old egg? Would you order shark in a restaurant?